Here you see the types of apraxia we discussed again, and now with their most frequently associated regions of damage. Here we show the left hemisphere because apraxia is usually caused by damage to the dominant hemisphere. The favored regions for each type make a lot of sense and can also help to point you towards the underlying disease. To start with orofacial apraxia, it is no coincidence that it is located in the inferior frontal lobe, close to Broca's area and the insula. It is therefore also often seen in combination with aphasia, and it is also found in patients with frontotemporal dementia and progressive non-fluent aphasia. Limb kinetic apraxia involves the supplementary motor cortex and, not shown here, also the deeper basal ganglia. It can be prominent in early cortical basal generation,